Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
I've really stepped up my swearing game off the air today. I feel like you need to hear those words and know what you're missing, you know? No, I need you to know the feeling of, missing that expressiveness that is a good curse word. So that's I'm getting it out here.
I think I need to bring in some craft beers, different type of craft beers, and some top-notch scotch.
That's what
That's what I need to do. I need to drink a glass of scotch in the morning before we go here.
Nobody needs to do that. Lent begins today, so that's why we're doing this. 40 days, Ballsy must go without swearing.
Yeah.
So we've limited the swearing. The hell damn ass rule applies.
Yeah.
I think you can say those three words.
Yeah.
Anything other than that is a no-go.
Off limits.
I am not allowed to have any alcohol of any kind for 40 days.
And I think you have a tougher gig, because I don't want to lose a bet, so I can do this. You have to go through a couple of Queen City Rocks.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to go through St. Patrick's Day.
That's the big one.
No, the big one, I think, is actually our fifth anniversary of the beer club at Birmingham's with all the pomp and pageantry.
Yeah.
And then we're going to Bethune April 6th.
And I know you're going to sabotage me, too. You're going to try and find ways.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Absolutely. And you're going to try to sabotage me because we're two horrible friends. We don't try to lift each other up. We try to crush each other's spirit.
Especially when there's money for charity on the line. So
$100.
If we lose, if you lose, you have to donate $100 to charity, or I do.
I had this snicker. I saw a story this morning. So to kick off to Lent, as a Catholic, what you do is you go to church and you get the ashes on your forehead, right? You'll see a lot of people walking around with ashes today.
Right.
Well, they say people are too busy to go to church. So in the States, priests are going to like coffee shops and train stations, and it's ashes to go.
Yeah, well, God's everywhere. Isn't that what they say?
Oh, we're too busy. We're too busy. What a pathetic world.
Hey, dedication. That's what it comes down to. So we start Lent today. So does that mean you're not allowed to eat any meat?
Not today. No, no meat. Well, that's if you're Catholic. No meat.
Today?
Yeah, today.
And then
today
every Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
We talk about Ballsy's no swearing during Lent, my no drinking during Lent. I think I've got it easier because swearing is second nature to me. Mm. It's just part of my speech. So I don't think the fact that I can go every day on the air without swearing is mind blowing. Like I don't know how I do it. I honestly don't. I can't figure that out. But while driving, that's where I swear the most. And that's where I think a majority of people swear the most. They say that this is a recent poll. They found that pretty much for every 150K we drive, we swear 41 times. And that's city driving. On the highway, you really probably don't. But there are a lot of reasons. You know, someone cuts you off. You almost get hit by somebody changing lanes. The one that really blows my mind is someone texting and driving. I curse a blue streak and I honk the horn and yell at people if I see them doing it.
The one I hate is on the ring road when they're tailgating you.
Yeah, right.
When
exactly.
I'm doing 100 in the left lane,
that's enough to cause you to swear, right?
Yeah.
When I was in Phoenix, I didn't understand. They don't have any texting laws there. You can text and drive. It's totally allowed. In fact, I saw somebody in rush hour watching Netflix. They had the phone mounted on their dash, and they were watching Netflix as they were driving.
But they're going under the speed limit there.
Well, in rush hour. Yeah, because they can't go anywhere. But no. And I will also say this.
Yeah.
Drivers in Phoenix, 10 times more courteous than they are here.
Really?
Because they understand what traffic flow means.
They keep the flow going.
They get it. They say, hey, we're all in this, and we're all in this together. We all just want to get home. So let's, if we're greedy, that's going to slow things down. So let's all just get along.
I like that. Yep.
And I wish we did that too. But anyway, have fun not swearing while driving. I think that's going
to
be
a kryptonite.
The only thing is, nobody's going to tell us. You're very often driving by yourself. Nobody's going to rat on you. You can't rat on yourself.
Oh, yeah. I never thought of it. I can swear all the way
home.
But
if you see Ballsy driving and you do something to him and he swears at you, you let me know. All right?
Well, don't encourage him to do something to me. That's what you're doing.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Queen enjoying a nice resurgence since the Bohemian Rhapsody movie came out. They're going out on tour again with Adam Lambert as their lead singer. And really, it's nice to see that Queen which I always thought was kind of an underrated group to begin with, get their due. And finally, people are starting to realize that they are one of the greatest bands of all time.
Well, one of the guys that got his due, a local product, Ben Hebert from Riffle High School, one of the best athletes in Canadian history. When you think about it, he's won gold medal in the Olympics in curling.
Yeah.
And he was recently picked by a panelist of 31 curling experts as the top male lead in men's curling in Canadian history. So I asked him about it.
Yeah.
I think, honestly, when I am done, you know, I think I'd be able to look back and you know, I guess enjoy that a little bit more, or, you know, take it in a bit. But when I'm still in it and you're still playing and you're still competing, you know, I don't think about that stuff. And due to the fact that, you know, I'm still on a really good team and playing at a high level myself, and I still want to continue to win.
It's one of those things, though, I know you well. You like to joke around. At a sports dinner down the line, you'll probably be strutting around with Mark Kennedy and some of these guys talking about being the GOAT.
Oh, God. You know, I like to be a little, you know, like everyone else. You know, we're playing at a high level. When to play at a high level, you got to have some confidence, right? If you don't think you're going to win, or you don't think you're the best, you're probably not going to be. So,
yeah.
I think my buddies think I do that quite well.
Yeah, he's a good guy. And he likes to party.
Oh, yeah, we partied with him.
Well, he was at the sports center when we were in Bethune last year.
Yeah, with Cooey.
And Kevin Cooey. And so he... Most people, when they go to those, you know, they get a limo. The Bethune folks get a limo, and they bring you in from Regina, which is usually where you're staying. He had a limo bus, and he had friends.
Yeah.
He had the limo bus full, and then as I remember, we were leaving, and he goes, "Where are you going?" I said, "Well, I got to go home." "What do you mean you got to go home? We're here to party."
Yeah.
"Well, I drove and stuff." "Hey, I got a bus. You can catch a ride home with us. We're good to go." And I'm just like, "No, dude.
Yeah, I'll come home and get my car later." Yeah.
Yeah, this can't happen, because I knew that was going to get absolutely filthy. So, yeah, he likes to have fun. Ben Hebert's a good guy.
Will you show intestinal fortitude this year, April 6th, when we have Marty McSorley out at the party?
And not, well, I can't drink because of the Lent bet. But, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, Marty McSorley. That's going to be a grease fire too, isn't it?
Yeah.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Singer Bradley Button was on a Singapore Airlines flight. I guess it's from Wellington to Melbourne, and was finishing up his in-flight rice dish when he felt an unusual crunch. Yeah. Someone else's tooth in his rice. He puked immediately. Then for the rest of the flight, he felt unwell, sitting with the idea of having someone else's body part in his mouth. Anyway, so far his compensation has been a $75 voucher for duty-free purchases redeemable on Singapore airline flights.
The airlines are the worst, aren't they?
Oh, they're awful. And so, to me, that brings up a great topic. The worst apology gestures. Like, the worst. I will give you my own personal story, okay? And please weigh in on this. 936-WOLF, the number to call or text. So I'm at a restaurant once, and I'm actually getting ready to go to a family function, and I've ordered breakfast.
Yeah.
And the guy comes up behind me, and he's carrying.
So you dressed up a little?
Yeah,
bit?
Yeah, dressed up. I'm in a nice polo shirt, nice khaki pants.
Kahikis.
That's right. Sorry. And he comes up with his drink tray, and I got my orange juice. I'm ready. Like, I want my orange juice. He trips and spills the orange juice all over my shirt and pants.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like the manager comes up and goes, "Well, obviously, we're not going to charge you for the orange juice."
Oh, thanks. So did they at least give you a free orange juice after that?
Well, they gave me another orange juice. Right. How about the whole breakfast? You just ruined how about you pay for my dry cleaning? You just ruined my outfit.
Have you ever been caught in this situation? 936-WOLF. How do they try and make it up to you? Was it a weak gesture, or maybe it was a great one?
Yeah.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Hey, we're asking you about apology stories and things like that, because the Bradley Button on the plane bit into his rice and it was somebody's tooth.
Ugh.
And the Singapore Airlines gave him a $75 voucher for duty free.
Yeah, airlines are the worst too. They really are. They don't do any good, right? Hey, the Wolf.
So we were in Portland, Oregon. I had taken some customers there, and we were flying Delta. Of course, the plane didn't come in for mechanical reasons. Some of our American friends are a little more angry at us than the Canadian group of eight. So we just stayed at the end of the line, had a few drinks. When our turn came up, the lady was almost crying. She had just found a route to get to Minneapolis and then back to Winnipeg. we said, no, we'll just stay over. We're not really interested in going. And she goes, oh, and we're cracking jokes and saying, like, don't worry. So she gave us, each of us got our own room because we were supposed to double up on Delta's rules.
Mm.
She gave us a bunch of food vouchers but told us to go to the Tiki Hut because they would trade them in for liquor. the next morning we went back. And she met us at the gate. It was her day off. But she said, I was going to have a terrible day, but I had such a good day with you guys cracking jokes and everything. She gave us 2 free drink tickets on the plane. Came in on her day off.
Yeah, right on. Hey, drunk Canadians were fun to deal with.
That's awesome. Yeah, just ask Mexicans.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.